The Hayes Advantage with Kathleen Hayes and Vonnie Quinn. On demand via our Bloomberg Radio Plus app. Free for iPhone and Android devices.
Let's get right to our very important next guest. We love having him on the show on Bloomberg Radio. Jim Bullard, he is president of the Federal Reserve Bank of St. Louis. He is speaking, doing interviews here today. Of course, he's been at the St. Louis Fed for a few years now, since 2008. I mean, it's, well, actually your whole career since what?
1990.
Yeah, when you were a kid, and now you're the head of the bank. Let's just go right to some of the very important questions. Ben Bernanke gave a speech last night, the head of the Fed, that a lot of people are talking about. Janet Yellen has testified. A lot of people are trying to sort this out, Jim. It seems to me that some are seeing sort of a nuanced message here, that the Fed is getting ready to taper. We knew that, but the Fed may also be considering something that has more than one part. For example, could the Fed start the taper and change the forward guidance, signal that the forward guidance, keeping the key rate at zero, extends even longer, or that the Fed lowers the threshold for the unemployment rate? But it does seem many people feel that you guys are trying to tell us we're going to focus on the forward guidance now as the powerful tool and less so on QE.
Yeah, I think you should think of QE as a kind of booster rocket for monetary policy. So you've got the rocket, and you're trying to get it into orbit, get your payload into orbit, and after a while you discard the booster rocket. That doesn't mean you're actually in orbit yet, but it's time to discard the booster rocket. And I think that's one way to think about, you know, how the committee is viewing the QE program. So now, as for changing the forward guidance, I think changing the unemployment threshold has powerful arguments against it. So one thing is, if you set these thresholds, they're supposed to be commitments that are not changeable. And so if you start changing the threshold, then that might mess up the credibility of the committee as to whether we might change it again in the future if circumstances would so dictate. And so it might weaken our forward guidance to actually change the threshold down to some lower number, because it wouldn't be that clear if the committee would then be willing to change it again in the future. So I'm not sure that we're that likely to go in that direction. Instead, the chairman has emphasized, as he did in his speech last night, that even once we get past the 6.5% unemployment rate, rates might stay low beyond that. So, so I think we could play it that way instead of actually changing the threshold itself.
President Bullard, you called the market to move this morning. You told the Bloomberg panel here at the Yearhead 2014 in Chicago that December tapering was on the table. Is that the case, and where do you see the data being good enough for that to be the case?
Well, it's certainly on the table. I'm not saying it's going to happen. I don't know where the committee's going to come down, and I don't think anyone knows at this point. So, but we've said it's data dependent. We did get a good jobs report in October. The last 3 months of job gains have now been over 200,000. The last year of jobs gains, around 190,000. So, labor markets are actually looking somewhat different than they did before this jobs report came out. So we'll get another one. We'll get another jobs report here in November, and we'll see if these hold up or they get revised again. We'll have to see. But what was surprising about it to me was that October was a month where people were expecting very low jobs gains because of the government shutdown. And so instead of getting that number and then talking through that number, instead we got something completely on the other side. So I think it was a pretty big surprise.
So when I spoke to Dennis Lockhart last week in Montgomery, Alabama, he also referred to QE as a booster rocket. Dennis has also said that...
I'm copying him.
Well, I'm getting a sense that you guys are trying to tell us something. And this is what I want help our listeners understand. Also, that whether we taper or not, we don't know. But tapering will be under consideration at these meetings. I want to come back to this point, though. Are Fed officials trying to tell us, look, the booster rocket was needed for a while. The economy isn't roaring, but it's out of its, you know, reached that certain velocity speed, right?
Yes.
And so now, focus on forward guidance, you guys, because keeping the key rate at zero is also very stimulative.
Yes.
Get your focus off taper. Is that what you're trying to tell us?
Well, I do think that that's how many members of the committee are thinking about the QE program. So it's not that some people in markets kind of have the idea that, well, you shouldn't taper until you've absolutely achieved all your goals. But that would sort of be too late at that point, because by the time you get to that point, now you've got to unwind a QE program and unwind a zero interest rate program, and that would that's going to take some time. So you got to get the timing right here. And I think we'll be fine as long as when we do taper, and I don't know when that's going to be, that we can cite stronger economic data and have that be the main rationale behind the tapering.
We are speaking with the president of the Federal Reserve Bank of St. Louis, James Bullard. He is here with us at the Art Institute of Chicago for the Look Ahead 2014 Bloomberg Business Summit. This portion of the Hayes Advantage is brought to you by Nile Funds. They know that 7 of the top 10 fastest growing economies are in Africa. Visit nilefunds.com and learn more about their Nile Pan-Africa Fund, ticker NAFAX. President Bullard, you mentioned how job gains had averaged about 200,000 now over the last 3 months, and that was very cheering. But the unemployment rate, which is also watched very closely by the Fed, is not improving so much. When do you see it getting below 7%? When do you see it being sustained below that level?
Well, the cumulative progress on unemployment since we started the QE program in September of 2012 has been substantial. It's about 0.8 of a percentage point, much more than was expected at the time of the adoption of the program. So I think in that sense, there has been cumulative progress. Unemployment has, even though it went up in the last report, it has, generally speaking, continued to tick down and continued to surprise on the downside. So I think we're actually making progress on unemployment. One of the main issues there is the labor force participation rate. But I've recently become more enamored by the idea that most of what's going on in the labor force participation rate is secular trend since 2000. And it's, you know, this decline in the labor force participation rate is not a phenomenon that's just associated with the most recent recession. It's been going on for 13 years and will probably might even continue to go on if you look at the BLS projections out into the future for the labor force participation rate. So I think that that's more of a demographic issue than is commonly appreciated, and that therefore the unemployment declines can be interpreted as a true improvement in the economy.
Do you have that recently? That's a change in view.
I've seen some more research now recently on demographic models of the labor force participation rate, and the ones I've seen put the current labor force participation rate right on the expected trend that comes out of a kind of carefully calibrated demographic model. So in a demographic model, different ages and males and females have a different propensity to participate in the labor market at different stages of the life cycle, and then you just count like how many people you have in all those groups, and there's more to it than that, but that's basically okay. It and it comes right down to the gives you a trend.
So is the message here is that if you see this now as a secular trend,
yeah,
and not a cyclical trend, in other words, one that could be affected by the Fed buying bonds or the Fed trying to stimulate the economy, if it is secular, does that then somewhat soften this threshold concept for the unemployment rate? Because if we're going to be at sort of forever higher unemployment rate because of the lower participation, is that somehow another nuance in how you're looking at, say, when to taper, how to play out policy?
No, I don't think it means that we have to accept a permanently higher unemployment rate. I just think it means that when the unemployment rate declines, it really is a decline in the unemployment rate. So it's, you know.
Another thing I'd like to try to clarify with you. So many economists, Fed watchers, traders are assuming that because there's a transition from Ben Bernanke to Janet Yellen, probably as the next, right, as the next Fed chair, and that her first meeting to make a change in policy would be March, that there will be no taper until March because it would be awkward. It would be an awkward transition then. What's your view on that? Is that a factor now as Fed officials like you go to the meetings and vote?
I don't think that that's a factor. The policy is made by a committee. It's a continuous process. Decisions are being made at every, you know, even sort of on a small scale, are being made at every meeting. And that process is going to have to go on, regardless of what else is going on in the world and what else is going on in terms of the makeup of the committee. And so I don't really see that. And also, Janet's been right in the middle of the action for all this whole time. So this is not like maybe a situation like the UK, where you had Mark Carney coming in from somewhere from Canada, and maybe you wanted to wait until he got there or something.
When do we get out of this disinflationary sort of malaise?
Inflation's been running low, and that's been a concern of mine, and it continues to run low. It sounded like the CPI data this morning were basically more the same, if I have the report correct.
Yep.
I think it remains a concern. I don't know when we're going to get out of it, but I'd like to see inflation start coming back to target.
Jim Bullard, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
President of the St. Louis Fed here at Bloomberg's Look Ahead to 2014 conference at the Art Institute of Chicago.
The Hayes Advantage, weekdays at 10 a.m. Eastern, in New York on Bloomberg 1130, in Boston on 1200 a.m. and 94.5 FM HD2, or on Sirius XM Satellite Radio Channel 119. Copyright 2013 Bloomberg LP.